Welcome into Healthcare Update, an opportunity for you to get to know more about healthcare in our area. Today's conversation is sponsored by Mission Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Our guest today is Becky Carter, the CEO of the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Becky, welcome back.
Thanks, Bruce. It's good to be here.
I noticed in your recent newspaper column, you shared that Blue Ridge Regional Hospital considers itself a protector of its community. That's an interesting way to phrase that. How so?
Well, in a number of ways. We are always certainly prepared for emergencies. So if there is an emergency in the community, we're prepared to respond and protect the public. We make space available for people who may have medical needs and may need to evacuate their homes. We are reporting disease rates to the CDC and other agencies so they can track patterns and trends and know whether we've got a public health emergency starting and going on. But we also are interested and concerned about the health of individuals outside of our organization. And as a result, we're asking people questions as they come in, as they encounter us in any setting. We ask a set of questions about safety in the home.
What does keeping patients safe from mistreatment and neglect look like at Blue Ridge Regional?
Well, at the hospital, the signs and symptoms of abuse or neglect might not be visible to the eye. Certainly, if we see signs that are visible, we're going to act on those. We're going to follow up on those. If we see bruises, bumps, abrasions that don't really quite fit with the story, if we see an elderly person or a very young person or a disabled person of any age who is malnourished, we're going to follow up on that. But not every sign or symptom of abuse or neglect is visible to the eye. Every patient who comes through our doors is going to be asked a series of questions about whether or not they feel safe in their home. Is there anyone in their home who is harming them? We're going to try to have a private moment to ask those questions. If the first time we ask them we can't get a private moment, we'll recheck at a point where we can.
Yeah.
It may mean that we are going to invite a family member or whoever is traveling with the patient to have a cup of coffee, or it may be when they step out to the restroom or to use the phone. At some private moment, we're going to ask, are you afraid? Is there someone in your home who is harming you?
And that's just a good way of doing it. You need an opportunity to talk with the individual. If you do it with everybody, it's not like you're picking anybody out. You're just overall looking at the community that comes to you for service.
We are. We ask everyone the same questions. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't get funny looks from people.
Oh, I'm sure.
We ask these questions. But if you're a person who thinks it's odd for us to ask those questions, then you're among the lucky ones. And we are glad that you're not in that circumstance. But we have some obligation. It actually is required of us in our standards that we inquire about the safety of people of all ages in their home.
You guys have a policy that every patient has a right to be free from abuse, neglect, and harassment. That's within your own policies. You continue to work, like, with these questions and other things, work with the families. Is that how you do that, how you follow through?
Well, we are obligated to do some reporting.
Mm-hmm.
If we have even a reasonable concern, it doesn't have to be validated. The patient doesn't have to tell us that's what's going on. But if we have a reasonable concern, we are obligated as healthcare professionals by law to report to agencies who can follow up. The Department of Social Services and law enforcement are agencies that we would contact and share information with. I understand people think, well, I have a right to privacy. And indeed you do. When we are obligated to share information by law, then your privacy may not be spared in that circumstance, but
right,
it has to do with keeping you safe, which we consider a higher concern.
We'll pause our conversation here and continue Monday on Healthcare Update to talk more with Blue Ridge Regional Hospital CEO Becky Carter about Blue Ridge Regional Hospital acting as a protector of its community. We'll also speak with Becky about October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month and advice for women where breast cancer awareness is concerned and how the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital can help. Healthcare Update, an opportunity to get to know more about healthcare in our area. Today's conversation is part of a two-part conversation sponsored by Mission Blue Ridge Regional Hospital, our guest, Becky Carter, the CEO of Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Thank you, Becky, for being with us today and again on Monday, and thank you for listening to today's Healthcare Update.